All right, let's take the Gemara on Daladama Beis that deals with the source for the Isser Chometz from Mi Sheshu Lamala. That means the seventh hour, right? Mi Sheshu Lamala, from the end of the sixth hour and on. Okay, so again, we're working with our Rashi Tosfos Machlokus over here. So the Gemara ends off. It really starts with the Gemara from before about the Bedika. The Gemara says, "Why do we trust the women and the children?" This is talking about the children. Why do we trust the children in or whatever? It's all these kulas they have by the Bedika. So the Gemara says, "No, Kevan de Bedikas Chametz midrabbanan hu, right? Kevan de Bedikas Chametz midrabbanan hu." That's why they can. That's why we give them credibility. The midoraisa, right. So, bottom line is what? That midoraisa bebitul ba'alma sagi. So, what does that mean? Midoraisa bebitul ba'alma sagi. So again, so Rashi says because the pasuk is tashbisu. Right, the tziv tashbisu, the loksiv tivaaru, the hashbasa delay he hashbasa. Okay, so we have to be very, very careful. We have to try to keep careful track of the terminology here. The Torah says tashbisu, okay, and Rashi says that's not a lashon of tivaaru. Tivaaru would imply something strong. A real maisa to the chefza, some kind of an annihilation of the object, right? Some kind of destruction of the object. Tashbisu implies that you just have to kind of break your connection with it. And even belave is a hashbasa. Even belave, you can deem it as worthless. It's not like the chefza has a. It's not like an iser chefza that you have to be mevar the chefza. It's your rishus should not be a mokum of chametz. So if I consider chametz nullified, valueless, not worth anything to me, so then essentially it doesn't have any. It doesn't relate to my rishus as a possession. Okay, so we can whatever you can phrase it. You can think about it. Several ways, but the point is, the mitzvah is the pasuk just says tashbisu, correct, and not tivaru. So therefore, what do we see from Rashi? The sum total of the mitzvah, of what to do with chametz, is contained in the word tashbisu. So tashbisu is telling you what you must do with your chametz, and it doesn't say. Destroy it. That's the rationale. Okay, good. Since it doesn't say burn it, then even belave is considered hashbasasa. Okay, good. Yeah. So he's not touching Rabbi Yehuda. He's just saying, according to everybody, it's going to be, according to everybody, tashbisa will be sufficient belave. Now, obviously, that's going to be a little troublesome. Right? Because when does the mitzvah of Tashbisu start? Right? That's every problem here. So Tosa says, Tashbisu, that shows you Hashbasa's belief. He says, but the problem is, Havarahi, below Bittel. I mean, how does he know that? Ditanya, Bishmaitin, Rabbi Akiva, Ein Sarach. That's the big, big problem. Rashi. Harehu Omer Tashbisu Umatsinu Avara. Okay, so I mean obviously we'll have to get there, take it on its own, see how Rashi's gonna handle that, but just prima facie, it is the problem. Because the Gemara on Dalit from here to the end, from here through Hay, is trying to figure out where do you see an Isser of Chametz on Yud Dalet. Okay, and they're going through all different possibilities, But at the bottom, it says, Rabbi Kiva says, you don't need to work on, you don't need to go from Lo Tishchar Chametz Dam Zivchi. Okay, you can go straight logically. How? Because it says, Ah, Bayom Arishon Tashbisu, Sor Mivoteichem. So do Tashbisu on the first day, right? And we know you can't burn things in Yontif. So it's not possible that Tashbisu is on Tesvav. So you see clearly, Tashbisu, according to Rabbi Kiva, means biur, means burning. And the Gemara actually says in the next stop, we see from here that Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Kiva holds like, I forget who it is, Rabbi Yehuda? Like Rabbi Yehuda. Ain't straight for, ain't biur el b'sir. So it's very clear that the Tashbisu means biur, right? Tashbisu does mean biur. Otherwise, you don't have any problem. Well, I mean, obviously, yeah, that's one problem. Second problem, obviously, is if it really means bittul, you can't do bittul once this minister comes, right? He says, "Oh, the tashbisu, I mean, come on, me'acholok," and that means it's from the sixth hour onward, and you obviously can't do bittul. So come out like Rashi's learning. The Torah says tashbisu. But when you're supposed to do Tashbisu, and it means, therefore, it means just belave, but when it's the time to do Tashbisu, you can't do it. So how do you ever do Tashbisu? How do you ever actually do the mitzvah of Tashbisu? Right? That's the difficulty. Yes, sir. In Rashi's framework, right? Well, we'll see. I don't think you can really avoid that. We'll have to go through the. We'll have to learn through that Gemara, but we'll have to see. We have to keep this in mind. Are we? Must you say what Tosus is saying about Tashbis, right?
But the second question is saying that Tashbis.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. That's what Tosus is claiming, right? Right. We have to keep all these things in mind. See if Rashi, yeah, allegedly, right? Right. Right. So therefore, Tosa says bittul is X is a completely like a is like a an end you know a run around the Isser. You're not really being mekayim anything with bittul, right? It's just a way to avoid having anything that you're over in Isser. But the only mitzvah, the only kiyum of Tashbisu is dafka. After the zman of after the sixth hour, and that's the burning of it, like Nosah. But basically, bittul is just a way to avoid the issue. Okay. So anyway, so those are the problems Rashi's going to have in this sugya, and so let's take the sugya and see how it works out. Tanan hasam, right? Rabbi Meir Omer, ein ochlin kol chamesh v'sarfim tchilas shesh. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ochlin kol arba, tolin kol chamesh, v'sarfim tchilas shesh." But you see from here, everybody agrees that from the sixth hour onward, it's usser. So where's that from? Okay, Rashi, Tanan hasam. Okay, fine. Sarfim tchilas shesh, v'lo yamtin at tchilas sheva. Also strange. Don't wait until the seventh hour to start your burning. Truth of the matter is, the issue is the eating, right? It's not that we're worried the guy is going to. This Rashi is funny the way he puts it. Like, don't wait until the beginning of the seventh hour to start your mitzvah of destroying it, because what? Because you might think it's the sixth hour is the seventh hour, and then you'll burn it. What doesn't make any sense, no? It's really going on the eating part. Don't wait until the sixth, meaning don't eat it until the beginning of the seventh hour. Right? Just weird the way. I mean, that's the way he explains it on the Mishnah. It's just strange the way he puts it here.
Don't keep eating.
Exactly.
But you can eat it until it's time to burn.
Exactly. So it's just a funny way that Rashi is. And Reuven says, "No, you'll make a bigger mistake." Okay, fine. And then now he puts in the edict. Don't eat it from the end of the fourth hour. Now, tolin lo ochlin velo sarfin klomar ein sarach lisro. Here's a big problem. Just to get started with, well, ain't sarach. Right, no. I'm sorry, this is what? No, this is the fifth hour for Rabbi Yehuda? Right. So it's tolling. You don't eat it, you don't burn it. Right, but you can't have enough of it. Good. Yeah, but it reminds me of the Rashi of the Rashi in the previous stuff, which is very difficult. We'll just mention this. Take a look in the Rashi on Hey and Dalet Amud Aleph. So this is where they say, this is the one of the sources that Rashi holds Bayiroa from the sixth hour. So the Gemara says, which line are they working on? The Rashi is on. Which one is it? Yeah, where is that? Ah, there it is. Right. Bein the Reb Meir, bein the Reb Yehuda, the if ligu b'masnisin b'harachoka, the other rabban l'daraisa. So whether the only Reb Yehuda or Reb Meir who argue about how far the rabbanan made the iser, right, because of the daraisa, chomeis eino aser min haTorah b'bayiro b'bayiroeh u'ba'achila ela mishe shos. So the Gemara is discussing why is Bedikah so early if Bayirah is only from the sixth, if the Isser of Bayirah and Achila is only from the sixth hour on. Right. Kidyov lekomon min ah cholok umin lo sishtor al chametz. Yeah. So, 1 second. Right, so that is the that's the Rashi that says that there is an Isser of Bayiroya from the sixth hour. But 1 second, hold on. Problem is Rashi on Hey Amud Beis says, yeah, he says. He says, Shmamino, right? The Okay. So he says, the top Rashi. Shmamino, midlo He must look like Rabbi Yehuda. That the only view of Chum is Sreifa. And he learns that from Nosar. Bihashbasa called Dovar Svirale. Look maybe Yom Tov. This is Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Akiva is saying, look, you can't do whatever Tashbisu means on Yom Tov because Tashbisu means bir, means burning it. So that proves that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, ain't sreifa, ain't bir el b'sreifa. So he says, because if he held like the Chachamim, Yivarenu b'davar acher, Yachilenu l'kolavim, or Yashlichenu liyam. So everyone jumps on that Rashi. They say, even feeding a wild dog is considered hanah.
Why?
And as you're showing me like that. Is you showing me sort of that? Why are you feeding the dog?
You gotta take a lot. Rashi just said the important thing you must.
I know. Okay, anyway, it's not anyway. But that's also weird. That's definitely the amount of value you are. You're on Yontif Rishon, right?
Well, but this would be
Okay. Anyway, let's do it. Or let's do this order. Let's do this in an orderly fashion. Okay. So, just saying, we have to keep these certain things in mind. So let's start from the beginning again. So we have the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, and they're at least in agreement on this one issue that from the sixth hour onward. Is an Isser Chametz Midoraisa. And Rashi says, because they wouldn't make a Hachaka so far from, if it was only Usser from the nighttime, there's no reason to make a Gzera like this. Everyone knows the difference between night and day, right? So the Gemara says, so Abaye is the first one. And he says, there were two Psukim that contradict each other. Well, there are two Psukim, let's say that. Okay? What's the first pasuk? Shivas yomim se'or lo yimotzei bibatechem. Hey Rashi, that means even a moment during this whole 7 days. Okay, that's one premise. Torah is laying down one din. You may not have chametz in your possession for a moment from the beginning of the Chag till the end of the Chag. Right, from Leil Tesvav through the end of the Chag. Okay. And it also says, Ah, bayom harishon tashbisu seor mibateichem. So what is the contradiction? Why do I have to account for? So Rash says, and it says simultaneously, however, on the first day, destroy it. Ah, hare shoha bo shoah achas. Now this is what we have to unwrap over here. So why does Ach Bayom HaRishon Tashbisus imply that you can have it on the first day? Okay. Okay. So there are different ways to go on this. So you might say, well, oh no, I know, because Rashi learns Tashbisu, if you're going to say Tashbisu on the first day for Rashi, maybe Tashbisu implies to do Tashbisu on the maybe to do Tashbisu on the first day, like Rabbi Yehuda, would require some time where there's no Isser, so I can do the Tashbisu of the Biur of the Sreifa. Yeah. In other words, when does Rabbi Yehuda hold Sreifa is that there's a mitzvah of Sreifa? Daf when there's no Shas Biur. It's tempting to say such a thing, right? But it's really convoluted, no? Ach, by Yom HaRishu. No, you're going to say like this. I'm not endorsing this far, by the way. Just saying, this is one way to look at it, right? You'll say, ah, Tashbisu means what? Tashbisu, if I say Tashbisu by Yom HaRishon, let's take the way we know it, the way we're familiar. We're familiar with the fact that before Chatzos, Rabbi Yehuda says, burn it, and that is his mitzvah of Tashbisu, apparently, right? And that's only because there's no Isser yet. So you see, to be able to do Tashbisu the way we do it has to be not as mindset. So that would imply, if you're going to now transport that to the first day, that would imply the first half of the day, at least some part of the day, in order to do in order to do Tashbisu, you have to have a Zman Heter. Otherwise, how can you do Tashbisu? At least, how can you do Tashbisu of Bir, of Sreifa? So one way to learn Rashi is like that, right? In other words, Rashi, this is like, wow, this is like perfect for Rashi. The very fact that the pasuk says you may not have chametz from the beginning till the end is impossible to have a tashbis on the first day, because tashbis on the first day demands that you burn it in as Zman Heter. So there's a contradiction. Can't possibly say you can't have chametz all the whole yontif and do quote unquote mitzvahs tashbisu. Let's take a look at Tosos. He says, "Pirush HaKuntres, Midin Mechayev B'Yom HaRishon LaHashpis Mechlal D'Mektsos HaMutar." So that sounds like we're saying, right? How could you have a mitzvah? How could you fulfill the chiyuv of Tashbisu if you don't have the right to hold it? Right? V'ein Nir L'Ri, D'ha Tashbisu HaVorahi. Back to his old way, right? V'lo Tziva Kosov L'Sarfo Ela L'Achar Yisuro. So no, there's no contradiction according to Tosfos. I mean, before you get to Rabbi Akiva, there's no problems, right? You just say, yeah, you're not allowed to have chametz from sunset on Tesvav, but from the night of Tesvav, and if you do, burn it. Ah, Tashbizu.
Gets rid of it. It
gets rid of the Zman Heter problem, right? Because there's Tashbizu. Because of our affinity for Rashi. No, for Rashi.
The Rashi says it.
Well, we're saying maybe that's what Rashi is saying. Maybe that's what Rashi is. In other words, if you're going to follow through in this way of thinking that, and again, it's a little confusing, but if you're going to follow through with this thinking, like Rashi says, Tashbisu is bittul, right? It's got to be in the Zman Heter. So if it says do Tashbisu, it must be this is Zman
Heter. According to us, you've
Okay, so then he says, so the reader does not like this one bit. Ella, oh, now this is a little more confusing. So it's an interesting question. In other words, just say Tashbisu. If it's really from the Mashmo, if Tashbisu itself means you need to have a Zman that's Heter, so then what do you need the Acholach later? In other words, if you're going to say any day that has Tashbisu, it has to be partly Mutter and partly Aser, so you don't need Acholach. Right? It's intrinsic to Tashbisu that this is Zman Heter. What? Well, so that's what he says. So he says, but if you're going to learn according to Rashi's second pshat, because his first pshat is ach just as a miut, and then whatever it is, you figure it out halfway. But his second pshat is ach is in the secret code of chatz b'chas b'tah, one of those weird gematria things. Like it's a different one. You're skipping from aleph to chaf. And from base to Lamed, you do one of these moves over here. Anyway, so you could something, I don't know. I didn't really, it's some weird code. It's some weird, you got to get the right decoder ring for it. And Ach is Chatz. Right? Aleph is a Chaf and Ches is a Tzadi. Because it's a Aleph Ches, whatever.
Pretty open. Pretty open.
Right. Right. Anyway, so he says that would be good. That would be good because then the Af is really telling you something. Af is telling you it's half.
Because you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know half.
All right.
So for Tosos, what's the problem? That's the only problem. For Tosos, what is Abaye proposing that needs to be resolved? You have no contradiction in the psukim. So how do you go from these two psukim to haketzah? What do you mean haketzah? It's very simple, right? Larabos arbosar lebir. What do you get the ribuy of arbosar when the psukim read perfectly in line with each other? So he says it must just be a yitur dikra. There's something yitur dikra.
Because you don't even need.
I guess he's not so sure if it's on the Ach, the old midst of Ach. I don't know, but basically, you're right. There's nothing. There's no contradiction in the content of these two psukim. But there's something extra. It doesn't have to be here. So what do you need? Something. What do you need? If it must be a riboy to tell you something else. So it's a totally different methodology of drush, right? According to Rashi. It's proposed. It's creating a contradiction that has to be resolved. According to Tosfos, it's something unnecessarily said, not contradictory, but extra and unnecessary. And from the sum yitur dikra, they derive it.
Maybe I'm wishing.
Maybe right.
What case I mean?
Rashi says haketzad de'al korchoch, hai rishon kodem a kol shivakomer, dainu abasar. Right. So that's the drasha. That's another drasha. Every rishon means something from before. But I don't think we're gonna go through that one.
How would you say if you
Yeah. So then they have written.
You'll never.
Well, this is not saying that rishon has to mean that in general. Right now we know it must mean that.
Must.
There's a different methodology that every time it says Rishon, but then it has a lot of problems. There's a lot of Rishons that it doesn't work out with. Right. Then they try to differentiate Ha Rishon, but nothing works. That becomes very, very complex. But anyway, so once again, so now where are we? Let's just focus on Rashi. Forget about Tosafot now. I just want to show you the highlight of what Rashi's saying. But Rashi is learning this implication in Tashbisu by Yom HaRishon of a heter of Shehiyah. Okay, and therefore it's contradictory with Shivas Yomim Se'or L'Masivoteta. Okay, so it must be what? So it must be when it says by Yom HaRishon Tashbisu that you can, that must be for the 14th. Now here's the interesting thing. The rabbis are basar lebior. Okay. Lebior. Okay. Which is apparently a synonym with Tashbasa, Tashbisa, which Rashi says it's not. So, okay. We'll give him that. Now, does that alone, so therefore, does that mean that what? In order to say Tashbisu on the 14th, that must mean that part of the day is Aser. Because if part of the day is not Aser, don't know, because that's what we're looking for. I don't know. I don't know. But that's what Rashi is, but that's what we're looking for. We're looking for Iser from the 14th month. Look, that's what it has to be telling us. Let's take it one more step, okay? Let's take it one more step. Then the Gemara says something that's going to throw you for a big loop now. This is giving you trouble. This is going to compound trouble. Now the Gemara says ve'ema le'rabos le'le'chamisha asar le'bi'ur. What the heck? What does that mean? Rashi, maybe in other words, we're trying to put together the pesukim of Shivas Yomim Se'or L'Yemotzei and Af Bayom HaRishon. Abaye says Yom HaRishon must refer to the 14th. The Gemara says not so fast. Maybe Bayom HaRishon refers to the 15th. I have to. That was our contradiction. That's how we got started, right? So this is no. Maybe it means the night of the 15th. Okay, because the Gemara says since it only said Yomim, Shivas Yomim, how do you know the nighttime is included in the Isser of what? Bayira. Correct? How do you know the nighttime is included in the Isser of Bayira? So let's just ponder this for a minute. You say maybe Bayira starts in the morning of the 15th. Okay. And therefore, and now what is Ach Bayom Rishon Tashbisu telling you, Rashi? Shelo yamtin ad haboker. Don't wait until the morning to do what? To make sure that all of your chametz is gone. V'hochi koma, ach, b'kinisas yom harishon miyad tashbisu. So tashbisu is a synonym for biur. At least in this point of Rashi. Okay. So you'll the Gemara's question makes it clear how they're interpreting Tashbisu, right? And they're saying, and that answers the original, the first problem. Why does Tashbisu tell me an Isser from the sixth day on? Because the Torah is telling me to destroy it on the 14th. So obviously, if I have to destroy it on the 14th, that implies some kind of an Isser. This is very sound, very Tosfos-esque, right? Yeah, whatever happened to that whole thing. And now the Gemara is saying, and furthermore, the Gemara is saying, maybe I would have thought, you want to know what these two psukim need each other for. It's very simple. Maybe there's a legitimate Havamina. The Gemara floats this right a lot of times, right? The Leles, the Yomim, and not the Lelos, Riboys. So maybe there's only an Isser. It's hard to believe that it's going to vacillate from night to day, but at least it doesn't start until the first morning. Maybe this is by Yerah, it doesn't start until the first morning. So this is telling you, make sure that the beginning of the first day, you do your Tashbisu already. Right when it enters, you must, what do you say? Bishaas kin miyad miyad tashbisu. Because without ach be'yom tashbisu, I might have thought the iser only starts in the morning.
We'll be teaching you an answer of
Seems so, right? And that's what the Gemara says, but we don't need that. The Gemara says, we don't need halfway on Rishon to tell me that Ba'yilah starts on the night of Tetzvav, because we have this chain of Hekesh. Hold on, let me just finish the thought. He says, Ahu lo itzricha. We don't need to learn from halfway on Rishon that from its start, Issa from its Ba'yilah starts Le'el Tetzvav. We already know there's a hekesh of hashpatas or to achilas chametz and achilas chametz to achilas matzah. Okay, so we have this equation. It's an A to B, B to C, right? So we know there's a hekesh between destroying. Now it says hashpatas, okay, which apparently is Bior. Hashpatas or is hukash to achilas chametz. So when there's nisr chametz, that's an isr of hashpasa. Then I have to do hashpasa, and I know that when does isr achilas chametz start? That starts with achilas, with the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Okay. So therefore, Rashi mishar he's here shalol lecho chametz, diva lahashpisa. Then I must destroy my chametz. D'chsiv seor li matzir vasechem. Ki kol ochel machmetzes. Okay, so I destroy the chametz when I can't eat the chametz, right? And when can't I eat chametz? Mishosh shechayev la lecho matzah. Kol machmetzes lo tochlu. And when do I eat matzah? Be'erev tochlu matzos. So I already know that there's an iser chametz ba'erev. Alma's man, achilas matzah, v'yisr chametz, v'ashpasa sor. Everything is right away. Mishecha, mishetechta, mishecha. So I can't say acholok is coming to teach me to account for Leil Pesach, right? So it's basically reinstating Abaye's question. But here's the question though, right? Reinstating Abaye's question. So why so then? But at this point, how is Rashi different from Tosos? If in the end of the day, Rashi's learning Tashbisu to mean Bior, right? And you see that from the Havamino that maybe it meant you only have to do the Bior in the morning, and now it's telling you to make sure to do the Bior from Erev, right? How is that different than Tosos? So the only thing you must say that Rashi's learning like this.
Okay.
Just the simplest thought I could think of is back to Abaye's kasha, right? Shivas yomim seor lo yimotzi. Okay, that's afilu shoachas b'soch hashivas yomim. Okay. There's an iser. Let's say I just take that. If I just take that pasuk, Shivas Yomim or Lo Yimotzi Batechem, as its own yisod, so I would say, okay, that makes it usher to possess chametz at any time during this week, right? From beginning to end. Now let's say I just take the next pasuk on its own, in isolation, right? Ach Vayom Arishon Tashpisus Seor Mivatechem. What does that tell me? All that tells me is, there's a mitzvah maaseh on this day. How when do you take the lulav? It means during this yom, make sure to do this mitzvah of a maaseh of tashbisu. But you're allowed to wait until the end of the day. Do the mitzvah. Why do you have to do the mitzvah the first minute the day starts? Right? In other words, he's just saying, according to Abaye, if you're going to take these two psukim as separate, gezeiros hakaso, one is telling you a mitzvah asay, and one is telling you a lav. Okay, but the asay is just saying, here is a mitzvah to perform. Okay, when should you perform it? On the first day. But it's his own positive kiyum. See, again, Rashi's learning. It's a little bit of a version of Rashi, in the sense that Rashi's always learning Tashbisu as its own kiyum hamitzvah. If you learn like Tosfos, Tashbisu is always a removal of an iser. According to Tosfos, Tashbisu is not a mitzvah you want to necessarily be mekayim. Tashbisu is like a lav shenita glase type of a thing. It's like an inyan of after the iser is the machayev of the tashbisu. It's the iser that's the machayev of the tashbisu. According to Rashi, tashbisu is its own mitzvah. It's not because of the it's its own mitzvah, and it can exist even in a zman that there is no iser chametz. It has its own surahs. It's just a kiyam mitzvah. So if it tells you to do this mitzvah on the 15th, well, doesn't mean I have to do it the first second the 15th comes in. That means I can hang around, do whatever I want. So that means shehi is mutter. No, there's no urgency. It's just halacha by Yom Rishon. It's a mitzvah say of Yom Rishon. And therefore, it's going to contradict the law. It's going to come out that you have a mitzvah say that's going to contradict the law.
Because last minute, you're explaining the saying.
The problem I'm trying to resolve it like this: if you're going to say Tashbisu itself implies that there's a zman heter, then it's going to be difficult to work out the rest of the Gemara that says maybe it's just negating the Laila. That implies that Tashbisu means a Maisa of Biur.
The view at the end and then.
Right.
Then no Laila nothing to stop.
No.
What is it saying? It wouldn't be nice to be.
It was said that it's filling that gap. It's telling you, don't think that the Zman Isser starts in the morning. Maybe it starts at night. Maybe Tashbisu is telling you that you can't wait until the morning to get rid of it. You've got to get rid of it at night. That the Gemara says, but right, a few lelos in terms of the iser of in terms of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, which is synonymous. It becomes right. In other words, in the Shach Levataria, he's saying like this: either, and I guess this is what it rises and falls on, is Ach Tashbisu a separate mitzvah saseh, or is it somehow being mashlem the lav of Shivas Yom? So, right. And it can't be that you have a say and lavin are two primary sources of mitzvah, and you should be able to define each one in its own context, and they shouldn't contradict each other. So now that's not going to work out. It's going to be the lav is telling you it's usher to have this cheftza the whole time, and the assay is telling you here's a mitzvah to do with this cheftza. How is it possible those two things coexist? That's the basic question. So the Havmina was no. Ach Tashbisu is not telling you. It's just filling in the gap of maybe of the lav. Don't think it's extending the lav to the beginning of the Laila. No. That's the kasha on a bite. Then maybe I would think the lav only starts baboker. And Ach Bayam HaRishon is telling you, no, it starts at night.
Is it
Then
even an assay anymore, or it's just
it would
telling
apparently not be an assay anymore.
just telling you finding the
Apparently, I'm
is
gonna have
that
to think about
there's
that. We have to think
another
about that. And then the Gemara says, no, we don't need any help for the lav because the lav it fills itself out from the beginning till end because of the Hekesh. So now we're back to saying, so the lav is already from beginning till end. Now, Ach Tashbisu is its own mitzvah say, and it's going to contradict this man of the law. It's all three. It's Bayi Roya. That's Rashi. Why? The Gemara says it's destroying the Seor to Achilas Chametz and from Achilas Chametz to Matzah. So here, Hashbasa Seor says, Shivas Yomim Seor lo yimotze vivotechem. So now, by the way, it's important. It's good, right? I mean, it's terminology-wise, it's important to keep track of things. Hashbasa Seor, the Gemara is saying, is the time when Seor may not be present. Biur is the time you have to destroy it. Except Rashi crosses things a little bit. But anyway, right? Or no? No, he's still good. He's still good. Okay, phew. So that's why it works out. In other words, the Gemara says Abaye's answer is, I'll show you that there's a Zman Biur on the 14th, right? Because there's Hashbasa all week. Hashbasa all week. And the mitzvah of Ach Bayom HaRishon Tashbisu doesn't mean the same thing as Tashbisu. Right? It means a mitzvah of biur.
Same word.
All right? It means a mitzvah of biur. So that must be Lerabos Arbo Asar Lebiur. Right? And then the Gemara says, no, maybe it's to fill out Tashbisu. The Tashbisu, that the, in other words, the Isser of possessing starts from the night. Right? So that's why I say, well, I don't need that because I already have Hashbasa Seor and Achilas Chametz and Achilas Chametz and Achilas Matzah. Where do Hashbasa Seor means Shivas Yom Lo Yimotze Vaseh. That means by Yerov HaYimotze. Right? And I know that starts when you can't eat Chametz. And I know you can't eat Chametz when you have to eat Matzah. So therefore, I must say that I'm back to Abaye's starting point. Okay, so now the Gemara, let's just finish through all the Havdis, then we'll sit back and think about them. So, Eima Rabos Leil the Biur. Yeah, so this is interesting. Now it's focusing on the Ach part, right? So now you've got Yom Rishon. There's definitely a new mitzvah Biur of Yom Rishon that doesn't exist on Tezvav, right? But maybe that mitzvah starts night of Yudal. Okay, this is a small point. Bayom Ksiv. Interesting. It's an interesting point. Let's hold on to this one second. Ve'ema mitzafra achala. Now, there's an interesting point Tosis makes. See, the Gemara over here is dashing by ach bayom harishon tashbisu to mean that you can't be chayav tashbisu at night. But what about over here? Where the Gemara says maybe it's to be marba lelos. So why couldn't it say no, bayom? So Tosa says, have a matzah lishnui bayom ksiv. Could have said that. Could have said that. Could the mishani besamoch? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I was wondering if there's any way you could work that out with Rashi differently. But anyway, just something. Just wanted to. Okay, so anyway, so what I propose over here is let's think about this because we're obviously modifying those. We have to figure out how Rashi's Shita emanates from this. I mean, right now, the Bir and the Tashbisu are very closely related, and they do seem to exist like the way Tosis is contemplating that the Tashbisu is referring to a Bir. And so how does that work out with Rashi's whole theory over here? You want to do the next one too? Maybe just get all the pshat straightened out. The next one is like this. And this is the one that Tosis has a bikash on for Rashi, right? So I'm just going to skip down. I'm not going to do the Rishons. The Rishons they don't really pan out that well. So let's just skip all the Rishon arguments, okay? If you want to take a look at my stuff, a little drashos over there about the Mashiach and the Beis HaMikdash. But Rava jumps in. He says like this. Enot Tzarach, where does he start?
Rava Omar Mehacha. Now, what's the Mehacha? That's the important question, right? What's the Mehacha? Meaning back to the bayit. Was me the Minayan. The Minayan that there's a mitzvah, that there's an Isser, Chometz, Misheshos. So a bayit tried his hand at it, and now Rava's coming in. But, yeah, Lo Sishchot al Chometz Dam Zivchi. Yeah. Don't chef the Pesach on the Chometz. Lo Sishchot Pesach V'adayin Chometz Kayam. Okay. Yeah. Rashi. Shchitas Pesach Zmanam Mitzchilas Sheva. Okay. Shu Bein Harbayim. Shekvar Nota Tomei Chama Letzad Shkiyasa. Okay, I'm not interested in the rest of this. It's just a question of six and a half. Okay, but so you can't have a Shchitas Pesach with chametz, correct? Okay, yeah. So that does sound like a Ba'ira problem,
no? So,
right? It sounds like you can't own it, right? Yeah. Ve'ema kol chad v'chad kishochet zman kishochet. So how do you know that it's from the seventh hour on? Maybe it's just whenever you get up to chametz to your shchita. Ve'ema kol chad v'chad yiva'er samach l'shchita so ma'at v'imshoho ad teisha yivrena v'teisha. That's the end of the zman. No, zman shchita amar rachmano. Doesn't say you lo cholka Torah. Liyisrael, lezezmano, lezezmano, ho zman, lekulam zman echad kavah. It's a little bit complicated, but basically, yeah.
Why would it be that it's not saying it's an insert in the Maaseh Shechita on the time? Even in the, let's say, in the Kochat, the Kochat, the Kochat, the Kochat, the
Isn't Teisha the end of the
Zman?
Mean, why she picked Teisha?
That when they finish
Yeah, right. Right.
Wait. It's not even which been sure that
Right. So maybe you're right. So he's saying, "Ema kol chad v'chad kishochet." That's what you're saying, right? Why don't we just say every guy should do his biur right before shchita? So what does he say? He says, "Oh, zman shchita amar rachmana." Now, how does he know that? Where does it say zman? Right? Lo sishchot al dam zivchi. Lo. So now Rashi's trying to figure out lo cholka Torah Yisrael. Lezezmano. I mean, why does it do his man? The Torah didn't divide this guy his man. Now, what does it mean? Lo cholka Torah Yisrael. It means say halacha doesn't go by each individual guy's time, or that this mitzvah doesn't go by each individual guy. How will the cover lo zman of what? Shchitas Pesach. Stop. I'm sorry. The Torah didn't give out different zmanim. Right? There's only one zman for the mitzvah of Pesach. I'm trying to read this. V'isuro shaveh bakol. So he's saying, let's put the pieces together. It's not like, okay, if your name starts with Aleph through Mem, you go right. So there's one zman Pesach for all Bnei Yisrael. Okay. Ho vikava lo. So there's one kviyas man, v'isuro shaveh bakol, and everyone has the same iser, meaning whenever it's there's man Pesach, right? So then the kulam zman echad kavah. So everyone has one zman of the mitzvah, and it's the same iser for everybody. So it must be it was one kviyas zman iser. Everyone has the same kviyas man shchita, just practically when you happen to get there.
But the Kviyas Isser should follow the Kviyas Man mitzvah. Something like that. It's an argument, okay? So he says, Eimer says, Tanya Nami Hofi. What's interesting is the Gemara says it's a Tanya Nami Hofi. How is it a Tanya Nami Hofi? Ach, by Yom Rishon Tashbisus on the Techa. Okay, this one just starts with Ach. Okay, just starts with Ach by Yom Rishon. Me'erev Yom Tov, O Einer Elad Bi Yom Tov Atzma. Okay, but when is it? Talmud Lomar, Lo Sishchot El Chometz Dam Zivchi, Lo Sishchot Es HaPesach Ladayin Chometz Kayim. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rashi, nothing. So it sounds to me like when Rava said Nehacha, he's also taking the pasuk of Ach B'Yom Rishon. So that's the funny thing. Is Rava doing anything with the pasuk of Ach B'Yom Rishon, or he's just purely Svara? Why does the Gemara say Tanya Nami Hachi? Ach B'Yom Rishon, I don't know when it is. I don't know. So is Rava really the same like that? Correct. He's not doing an Achola. So maybe when Rava says Mehocha, he's just trying to answer the last problem that we left off with the bias. How do you know when it starts? How do you know it's not the night of the 14th or the morning of the 14th? But not going back to the original, not starting a whole new drasha. Yeah.
We're also when the head is surprised.
Correct.
But isn't going to be that people are going to call on? Did you say that?
Right. I mean, Abaye Rav is saying that you can't get. That's why it's a Tanya Nami Hachi, right? Tanya Nami Hachi because. He's saying you don't get Ach B'Yom HaRishon because of the problem of Shivas Yomim. You get Ach B'Yom HaRishon, you can figure out from Ach B'Yom HaRishon without contrasting it with the other ones, correct? Or no? Because it's referencing the Zman HaPesach.
So it gets a positive theme of what that means.
So this Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashbisu is not Tevaru anymore, right?
You know, what would have been for the Chanyon of
If you're going to learn Tashbisu is Lo Sishchot Al Chometz Dam Zivchi, right?
Because of that.
So then that mean that then the Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashbisu is telling you what? What is it telling you? What is it telling you? It's telling you get rid of the chametz in contemplation of Lo Sishchot. So what do you need it for? Right? So there's two ways of going. In other words, well, let's think this through. Let's think this through. Yeah, what do you need it for? Let's take Rabbi Shmuel. What do you need it for? You already have Lo Sishcho L'Chomesh Dam Zivchi. Lo Sishcho Es HaPesach V'Adayin Chomesh Kayim. So what do you need Ach B'Yom Rishon for? Okay, let's think about the Rabbi Shmuel. But let's just finish Rabbi Kiva, and then we'll try to spend tomorrow working this through. Rabbi Kiva Omer Eino Tzarf. Now, what does he mean Eino Tzarf? What don't you need? Let's see. You don't need to bring in Los Sishcho L'Chomesh Dam Zivchi to figure out what Ach B'Yom Rishon means, right? Because Rabbi Shmuel said, I don't know what Ach B'Yom Rishon means. This will be an answer to your question. I don't know what Ach B'Yom Rishon means. Maybe it means Yom Tov. Maybe it means Erev Yom Tov. I'll use the chametz. I'll use the Pesach to prove it. Rabbi Akiva says you don't need to use the Pesach to prove it. I'll prove it to you a different way. Okay, because Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashbisu Mezeichem Ksikom Lachem Lo Sasu Lo Yasu Behem Umatzin Lavarshi Amalacha. So that shows you what the possibility of Rabbi Kiva was.
Rabbi
Kiva. But your question was maybe Tashbisu as a mitzvah saseh, it's like Rashi, no? Would be on the first day. Right.
It's good because Ishmael holds this. He doesn't have this. It's Havara. If you don't count, he holds the Chol
Or
Davar.
he could
You
hold that Havara
don't need a
Shas
Shasta.
as well.
If you hold it's Chol Davar, you don't need a Shasta.
But what would be the, you mean?
If Ishmael's like the Chacham, he was like the Judah. That's why Ishmael has a real possibility going to Rosh Hashanah.
Just calls the partial it's okay.
Yeah, but what about the issue of Vayira? You're trying to take care of the issue of
Just
Vayira.
will be all 7 days.
You're going to say Vayira is all 7 days, and there'll be a time when you can keep it, but you have to be Osek during that time and be.
The conditional.
No. What's Rabbi Akiva knocking out?
Maybe Cuba is not. Yeah.
The problem is like this. This is why Tosa says Rashi is wrong, right? Because this sheet of Rabbi Akiva is saying that there's you have a Havamina, maybe you could do Tash, you might think you could do Tashbisu on the 15th, right? And the only reason you can't is because you can't because Tashbisu is a malacha. So you see, Tashbisu means beer. So what does Rashi mean? Tashbisu doesn't mean beer. Let's do one more. Rabbi Yossi Omer Einot Tzarach. Omer Ach BaYomer Rishon. So it's funny. Like you had this big problem, and then you had the Amorayim, and that was a plethora of Tanaim that all of a sudden I just okay. Einot Tzarach HaRehu Omer Ach BaYomer Rishon Tashbisu Some of the Me'erev Yom Tov or Eina Ella Bi Yom Tov. It's a different avenue, right? Same thing. Me'erev Yom Tov Eina Ella Bi Yom. Same thing. Tamid Lomar Ach Cholok. It goes back to the beginning. Goes back to Abai, no? Mommy, no, that's it. So what's this last one? Zuha Varshul. See, that's different, though. That's Acholok. That's a bigger problem. Mandatory is allowing you to keep it. And if it's on Yom Bi'ur, Yom Tov, how is it possible to keep it? Ha'iskish, the Achilas Matzah, we got that from the top of the ground. Im Kain, Lo Mishkachas, Acholok. But then you'll never have a time that's Mutter. Dilav, Ach, Ika, Lemeima. If you didn't have the word Ach, then you could say, this is a weird Rashi, Bein HaShmashos, Shuas Cholos.
Is the Mutter time?
No, is when you should do the Tashbisa.
And it would be
There'd be
mutter.
no mutter time.
Is it a
He's
problem
saying,
that you don't have us?
no, as we said,
Oh, you don't have
right? Elo, wait, I skipped it. The Elab Ach, you hear that line? If you didn't have the word Ach, you would never problem. Aval Hashda Korchach Pesoch Yom Biuro Shari Le, because of Ach. But you see, Tashbisu alone is not a problem for Rashi. I mean, is that the way Abaye was learning from the beginning when he said Ah?
Seems like he's
Because of the
parroting
Ah?
the
It seemed like they told by his vision.
Didn't seem
Right?
like it. He could have just started with Ah. He could have started with that pasuk after the own region. Like this guy, like Rabbi Yossi does. He doesn't bring any of those. Okay, so we gotta work. It's true. Rabbi Yossi is still referencing the issue.
Yes.
Because he brings in the Hekesh. This sounds very similar to the Rashi. Yeah, and the Rambam doesn't quote any of this stuff. He just goes straight. Ochel v'zman hazeh. He says also lechol chometz b'yom ha'basar mechatzos yom ha'malah from the seventh, and you get malchus shenemar lo sofa lo chometz. That's it. Lomar al korban ha'pesach. Kach lamadim pi ha'shmua.
The Pirush Dor HaZeh. Lo sochal chametz misha she'ruuya l'shchita ha'pesach. V'hi bein arbayim. V'hu chatzi yom.
That's what it is. That's what
right.
Like
Rabba's thing, you mean?